their book, Traction, Weinberg and Mares identified 19 traction channels. And these channels are avenues or strategies that businesses and startups can use to reach out to customers and acquire them. Now, each of the 19 traction channels has its pros and cons, but understanding and knowing what the 19 traction channels are is really the first step in creating a successful marketing plan that is going to help you to acquire customers. In today's episode, we are going to talk about the 19 traction channels and explain a little bit about every single one of them, so you can go about thinking how to best combine and use them in your marketing strategy. In the 1989 movie, there's this movie by Kevin Costner, right? And it's called Field of Dreams. Now, there's a really famous quote at the beginning of the movie, and the quote is often misquoted. And if you hear it today, you'll hear a lot of people, especially in the B2B startup world, say it as, "If you build it, they will come." The quote is actually, "If you build it, he will come," right? But this quote from a movie about building a baseball field to attract aliens has somehow it's wormed its way into our world, which is the world of entrepreneurs and B2B startup companies. And what it means in our world is it represents this idea that if we build a really, really good product that is just 10 times better than everything else that's available on the market, customers are going to be beating down on our doorsteps to get to it. But after having worked with more than a handful of B2B startups and running a lot of their marketing strategies, I have to tell you that the truth is a lot more complicated than that. So you really do need to have a strong product. That's true. And your product does need to differentiate you from the rest of the competition. And that's why you'll hear people with such a strong bias towards product. However, the truth is that there's plenty of startup companies on the market that have a so-so product, especially early on, but will outsell you, outgrow you, and then eventually out-innovate you over the long term because they're better at marketing and acquiring customers. So according to the book, and according to Gabriel Weinberg and Justin Mares, who wrote the book, Traction, how much time should a B2B startup team be spending on acquiring customers? So you should, according to them, you should be spending at least half of your time acquiring customers. And that means focused on marketing and focused on sales. So in their book, Weinberg and Mares identified 19 traction channels. And these channels, each one of them has pros and it has cons. And knowing what all 19 are, understanding the nuances of them, and then knowing how to strategically apply them to your market, to your product, to your company is really, really critical to creating a successful marketing strategy for your B2B startup company. The first channel is viral marketing. So I want you to think about the last viral video you saw. The last one I can think of is the Harlem Shake, which is maybe 5 or 6 years ago. But a viral video really spreads like wildfire through the internet, right? And the cool thing about it is that the makers of the video get that brand awareness and reach without having to spend any more money beyond what they might have spent to create the video itself. Now, if you think about viral videos, the same principle is in play for channel number one, which is viral marketing. And viral marketing is all about amplifying your existing customer base and using their voices and their reach as a way to attract additional clients. Now, I'm not going to go too in-depth on any of the 19 channels in this episode, so if you want that, wait for another episode where I will do that, but right now, this is just going to be an intro on all 19 of them. Now, the second channel that you should consider is public relations. Most B2B startup companies do PR already, but the ones that don't really don't do it because they don't see the value in it, but the media has such a powerful effect on all of us. I mean, just consider what happened with the last election. And even though the internet has given voice to the average consumer, right, through websites like Reddit and Product Hunt, The fact is that media websites and big trend-setting publications like Fortune and Business Insider still have a lot of influence on the majority of us. And if you can find a way to make it onto these media channels, you can use them as a great channel for customer acquisition. Now, I've seen public relations be successful in every single company that I've been a part of that's used it. And it's a highly effective traction channel for B2B marketing especially. Now, traction channel number three is unconventional PR. So while the standard PR strategy is to talk to journalists, create a press release, a unconventional PR strategy would be trying to get onto the news by doing really outlandish things. An example would be Richard Branson. Richard Branson, when he launched Virgin Atlantic, I believe, he drove through the streets of New York in a tank in World War II gear, right? And that made it onto the news. So again, I have not been part of a startup company that has used unconventional PR before, but you know, I sure would love to see some unconventional PR ideas being executed in the B2B marketing space. I definitely think this is a high risk, high reward potential traction channel that's very, very difficult to pull off, just like viral marketing. Now, traction channel number four is search engine marketing, or SEM. This is a bread and butter channel for B2B marketing. Search engines have such a powerful impact on our brand awareness and on our purchasing decisions. And the word Google itself is, it's a verb we actually use, and it's even in the English dictionary itself, right? And with search engine marketing or SEM, you can really display advertisements to millions of potential customers, and you can be really specific with who you're targeting, which just isn't the case with more traditional offline traction channels. Now, traction channel number five is social and display advertisements. While display ads get a bad rap for having low click-through rates, I think spending some portion of your budget on retargeting through display ad networks is really, really effective and something that you should do. And social media, of course, you know I talk about that a lot on this podcast. I think social media is highly undervalued right now, and it's highly underpriced as well. And also, I think there's just great, great targeting options for B2B with platforms like LinkedIn's advertising networks. Now, traction channel number six is offline ads. So now I've almost lived my entire life in a world with internet access. I remember using a dial-up desktop computer in the seventh grade out of my parents' room. And ever since then, I have been plugged into the internet pretty much 24/7. I've always had access to it. Now, before the internet, you know, there were offline channels. So offline channels include TV ads, billboards, magazines, letters, and they still have their place, right? But my bias on them is that they are very, very wide, right? It's very, very, it's almost impossible to get highly targeted with them. And the cost for putting together a direct mail campaign is very high. So I think if you're thinking about using offline advertising as a B2B startup company, you really have to be surgical and strategic in its use. Otherwise, it's very easy to spend a lot of money and not know if it was effective at all. Now, traction channel number seven is search engine optimization, or SEO. And the point of SEO is that SEO is all about directing organic traffic to your website, right? The idea is that search engines like Google are using an algorithm to rank pages and to decide what the quality is of every single web page. Now, if you're going to use an SEO strategy, it's really, really important to produce a lot and a lot, I mean a lot of content, very consistently, high quality content over a long period of time. That, combined with a good keyword strategy and following SEO best practices for optimization, is what's going to make it help your brand push to the top of relevant search results for keywords. I really love SEO, especially when it's combined with traction channel number eight, or content marketing. So content marketing is probably my favorite of the traction channels because it helps you build brand awareness, it helps you create consideration, it helps you generate leads. Content marketing, your content is the fire that fuels your marketing engine. Without content, you're not going to be able to market. So, I definitely think that content marketing should be part of every single B2B startup company's marketing strategy. So, traction channel number nine. Number nine is email marketing, right? So, again, email marketing I think is really important, really relevant still. And while text message isn't included in the book Traction, I think email and text message marketing is something interesting. And I think email marketing is, table stakes for B2B marketing at this point. But text message marketing is something that I would encourage you to explore and think about utilizing. Traction channel number 10, engineering as marketing. So, engineering as marketing means having your engineering team build free tools and free products for your customers. So, what these can do for you is create usage of your product and get your product and brand associated with solving problems that are relevant to the space of your actual full product. A company that uses traction channel number 10 really well, engineering and marketing, is HubSpot, right? HubSpot, they give you a lot of free tools that they've built. So some of them that I've used have been Website Grader, Twitter Grader, and HubSpot even has a free CRM. So again, this may not be appropriate for everyone. You might not have the engineering capacity or bandwidth to offer free tools, but I think engineering as marketing can be a very, very powerful traction channel. Nine more traction channels to cover here, right? Bear with me. So, traction channel number 11 is targeting blogs through guest posting, right? So, what you want to do here is identify a lot of blogs and content creators in your space where your audience and target ideal customer persona and profiles are already consuming content on. So, what you want to do there is submit guest posts, right? And this is something I've done, something I do, and I think it's effective and I think it's easy to do. It's easy to add on if you're already doing content marketing and SEO. Traction channel number 12, business development. Business development is so important for B2B marketing companies. And while it's connected to marketing, it really needs its own BD team and partnerships team. And I absolutely believe that marketing needs to strongly partner with and support business development efforts with content, with education, and with just energy and support to make sure that our partners, when the BD team creates partners, they are provided with all the assets and training they need to sell our products effectively through partner channels. Now, channel number 13, sales. Right? This is kind of a very, very obvious traction channel. What's not always obvious is that sales actually needs to be connected to marketing, and that sales can be very, very effective. It already is highly effective, but it can be even more effective if it's aligned and supported by content and it's aligned with all the different marketing traction work that you're doing at your startup company. Now, channel number 14 is affiliate programs, right? An affiliate program is really simple. It's just, giving someone else commission for selling your product that's outside of the company, right? I've seen this more in B2C companies, right? With supplements and health products, you see it a lot there. But in the B2B context, an affiliate program can fall under your business development team and a partnership, right? A sales partnership. I've seen that be very effective. Now, traction channel number 15 is leveraging existing platforms. So instead of calling it social media, right, you want to think about it as existing platforms. So anywhere where there's a community of people on a platform that is all producing content and create and consuming content together and interacting, that's a platform. So places like Medium, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, right, even Slack communities. Places where you can enter a two-way conversation with your target audience and build audience. Now, you really need a strong content marketing strategy to support coming onto existing platforms, because unless you have content and valuable content, there's no way you're going to be able to come on there and have anything interesting to say and valuable to say that isn't lead gen oriented, right? And you'll be skipping the step of creating brand awareness. So it just won't be effective for you without content. Traction channel 16, trade shows. Now, I am quite biased against trade shows because I think that they So I'm quite biased against trade shows because I think they're very expensive for what you get, right? Now they're appealing because I have seen trade shows sometimes produce quick wins in creating pipeline, because just getting that face-to-face time with potential customers is really important and good. But I've also seen webinars create just as much pipeline on a cost per opportunity basis as a trade show, and actually more pipeline if you look at it on a cost per opportunity basis for a webinar than a trade show. So I really think trade shows are overblown in value and just cost way too much for the actual face time you get with people in your target ideal customer profile. But I see that in B2B marketing and at B2B startup companies, there's a big bias for trade shows and executive teams. So most likely your team is going to push for some trade shows, but I really suggest you push back and try to fight to use some of these other channels more. Now, traction channel number 17, which is offline events. Now, this I actually like better than trade shows. Why? Because with offline events, you're in control. You're putting the event together yourself, which means you can invite your target ideal customer profile to that event and make everything tailored to the story you want to tell to lead them down the funnel, right? And you also get the clout and the benefit from putting the event together yourself. So I think offline events are much, much better than attending trade shows, especially if you do a good job of putting them together. Now, number 18, speaking engagements. Now, this is another offline, in-person, trade show type thing that I like better than trade shows. So if you can get your CEO, your executive team to speak at trade shows, awesome. Do it. Do it every time, right? If you can get any sort of speaking engagements for them on podcasts that are relevant in your industry, on, panels at your customers' internal events, things like that. This is a great way to, raise awareness and provide value and get the in-person interactions of offline events, right? And mix that with the educational value that you can add from content marketing. Now, the final traction channel is community building. That's number 19. So everyone wants to be part of a community somewhere, right? And if you invest in creating really strong connections between your users, through doing things like speaking engagements and hosting offline events for them and doing content marketing, right? You are going to be able to build relationships with them and you're going to build a community. And something that's interesting about traction channel number 19, community building, is that it ties in really well with viral marketing. Because through creating a community, you create a bunch of product evangelists and you start to build that viral marketing for your company. So let's sum up and close out this idea and discussions around 19 traction channels, right? You don't need to use all 19 traction channels. And for almost 99% of B2B startup companies, it's not only going to be impractical to do so, it's going to be impossible to do so because you just won't have the budget or bandwidth to use all 19 of these channels. But what you want to do with these channels is really take the time to think about which channel would be best suited for your business and do a lot of experimentation. And what you'll find is with some trial and error, you'll find that some channels will give you a better return for your money and will work better with the skills you have on your marketing team, on your sales team, on your BD team, and for what and will work better with what's going on in your product, with your product roadmap and in your market. And the real trick with these 19 traction channels is not to use all 19 of them, but to really quickly experiment with as many of them as you feel is appropriate, and then double down and master the channels that are giving you the most return on your investment.